This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 39 migrants from Central and South America died after a fire broke out late on Monday at a migrant holding center in the Mexican northern border city of Ciudad Juarez. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
The Mexican government said there were 68 adult men staying at the facility. 29 of them were also injured in the blaze. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said the blaze apparently broke out after migrants set fire to mattresses in protest after discovering they would be deported. The blaze in Ciudad Juarez, one of Mexico's most deadly in years, occurred as the U.S. and Mexico are battling to cope with record levels of border crossings. Recent weeks have seen a buildup of migrants in Mexican border cities as authorities attempt to process asylum requests using a new U.S. government app.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Protesters in France threw stones and projectiles at riot police at a Paris pension reform protest turned tense on Tuesday, with officers firing tear gas to disperse the tense crowd. The Paris march, led by unions, had largely been peaceful in the beginning, but some protesters dressed in black clothing smashed the front windows of a store and started a garbage fire on the street. Tens of thousands marched in the streets of the French capital on Tuesday to denounce President Emmanuel Macron's push to raise the retirement age by 2 years to 64, which was passed in Parliament without a vote. Belarus on Tuesday confirmed it will host Russian tactical nuclear weapons, saying the decision was a response to years of Western pressure, including sanctions and what it said was a military buildup by NATO members.